Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to quickly begin reviewing a petition submitted by Special Counsel Jack Smith. He's asking the court to decide if former President Trump is immune from prosecution in connection with the case involving the alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election. CBS's Robert Costa with more on why the rush.
In a court filing, Special Counsel Jack Smith has now given notice that there is an expert witness who will testify in the upcoming January 6th trial facing former President Donald Trump about data that's been extracted from phones that Trump used inside of the White House in the final days. Smith signaled he also has acquired data and testimony about another individual's White House cell phones.
A lower court ruled in favor last week of a Texas woman who sought permission to get an abortion after she was diagnosed with an endangered pregnancy. But the Texas Supreme Court has blocked the lower court ruling. Her lawyers say she has left the state to obtain a procedure. More from CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The states that have implemented a total ban on abortion mean business. This case supports the idea that having an abortion in any of those states that have banned the procedure and the pill are making no exceptions. If the legislature decides against reproductive freedom, there is nothing the courts will do about it.
President Biden has invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House tomorrow. This as some Republican lawmakers question the value of supporting Ukraine in the fight against Russia. They're holding up a key foreign aid funding package. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
Most congressional Republicans are in favor of continuing to provide support, and critically, congressional leadership is. The issue is that Republicans have said, if the White House really wants this, then we want something as well. And the something they want is the other big intractable issue in this town, and that is the issue of immigration and border security. So were that to not be a factor, this may have already been done.
Epic Games wins an antitrust lawsuit against Google over barriers to its Android app store. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
For Google, this represents a major blow legally, and it could potentially lead to many millions of dollars being lost if people start using other app stores and payment methods.
The Air Force Inspector General says the classified documents leaked by a service member this year was made worse by the intentional failure of multiple officials to take required action on his suspicious behavior. 15 people have been punished. Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Texera has pleaded not guilty to leaking classified military documents on a social media platform. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers and state university leaders will go back to negotiations over a deal on frozen pay raises and diversity offices. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the deal the Board of Regents rejected Saturday was his best and final offer. A member of the university's Board of Regents told the Journal Sentinel that System President Jay Rothman even floated resigning if the vote failed. The Regents rejected the deal Saturday on a 9-8 vote. Gas prices are falling in Wisconsin. AAA says the statewide average for regular was $2.85 a gallon on Saturday, down a penny from Friday. Prices are lower in Janesville and Beloit, where gas is $2.77 a gallon. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin remains in the top 25. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The new AP Top 25 men's college basketball rankings are out. Despite losing by 25 points to the number one ranked Arizona Wildcats, the Badgers remain ranked 23rd in the nation. Coach Greg Gard and his team now face Jacksonville State at the Kohl Center this Thursday night. College football, Wisconsin Badgers receivers coach Mike Brown has resigned, effective immediately. He's taken a job as a receivers coach for Notre Dame and will help them get ready for the Sun Bowl. Brown had worked for Luke Fickell at Cincinnati. Women's college basketball, the Badgers lost to the Iowa Hawkeyes 87-65 yesterday, but that wasn't the story. The attendance, over 14,000 fans at the Kohl Center. Hawkeyes head coach Lisa Blutter.
Yeah, the growth of our game, it's been fun to watch. I mean, you know, this was something that you only dreamed of, and now it's happening on a regular basis.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 25 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 32 tomorrow. 20 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Which means distant thunder. Ahu, Ho-Chunk, Raja, Wakunja Hade, Hinga Dena. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Robert. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Yeah, peeny giggy to everyone that supported us through COVID and even up to this day. It's great. And, you know, Haley, I do like being right. And one time I was wrong, but I was mistaken. No.
One time?
Oh.
There you go.
Right on. Speaking of mistaken, did you watch that football game yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. It was nap time for me during the game.
No doubt. You know, I don't really like supporting the NFL because it's a nonprofit that's a billion-dollar company, and that basically their players are, I don't know, it's kind of like a slave owners, you know. The owner's a billionaire, and they don't have guaranteed contracts. So if you get hurt, most of the players don't get a guaranteed pay. They're out of the NFL. Unless you're a superstar or star of the team, and also average age of a career is 2.5 years, and there's brain damage and all these other things that go along with it. But I did catch the last quarter and a half. It was on in the background, and it was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. It was hard to watch. It was a very boring sports day, I would say, for Sunday, wasn't it? The first time that two games were scoreless leading up to the first half since 1988.
Something like that. And I know it's the lowest score the Vikings have been in since 1971 when they had no quarterback that year. That's 2 years later, Joe Capp was released and went to the Patriots and didn't do anything. And then we had Bobby Lee and Bob Lee and Norm Snead and Gary Quazel. It was sad. It was very sad. And then we got Tarkenton back in 72, and he had a terrible year, 7-7 his first year back, but then they picked it up and gelled up a little bit, and they all became Hall of Famers. But, yeah, well, what else is going on? I don't want to bore our listeners with Viking talk, especially our Civic Media friends out there that are the Packers are playing tonight, and we're keeping our fingers here crossed that they get beat up.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, I do have some good news. I know, Robert Daigle, we've talked a lot about Killers of the Flower Moon on the show recently with that coming out, which is now available to stream from home on Apple TV. But Lily Gladstone, which I think we all expected this, or at least I did, she's now nominated for Best Actress in her role, Killers of the Flower Moon. And then, yeah, give her some applause.
Yes.
But also, the other thing that was nominated for Killers of the Flower Moon was Robbie Robertson's music. And this one was, I believe this song that they're talking about is I'm Still Standing, if I have that correct. But that is his best original score, Robbie Robertson. If you have a chance to listen to that one, I'm Still Standing by him, it's a very... it's a storytelling song, I would say, and it just kind of goes through how we're still here and after generations we're still standing. It's a very, very powerful song. So if you have never listened to that, I would suggest that one. And then also, Dear Lady, the episode of From Reservation Dogs, is this year's TV Guide's episode of the year.
Wow.
So that's very exciting. A lot of really good wins coming out here for Indian Country in TV. And this is from Indigenous TV on Instagram.
Well, that's crazy. That Dear Lady, she was on the, I believe, the year before, too, or 2 years before. And so she'd been on three times, and I think one time with the officer, and when he was a little kid. And yeah, and then kind of how she came about, too. That was really interesting, and it's folklore and of Native Americans that they talk about around the campfire and in lodges and in teepees over the years. And really interesting. If you have a chance, check that one out. That one's pretty powerful. I don't want to give too much away, but again, we're going to be missing Reservation Dogs unless something comes up like a movie or something.
I know.
You know, that they're talking about or somebody's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Also, recently, did you see, I believe this was either over the weekend or on Friday, Biden announced his support for a tribe to compete in the Olympics with their own flag. So the hunt, I don't know, I'm not sure how to say this, but they might be going to the Olympics wearing their own flag. This fall, it was announced that lacrosse would return as an official sport. Yay, debuting at the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Following that decision, so this nation is located both in the U.S. and Canada, I believe. They had requested to play as a sovereign nation in the Olympics, as they had previously competed in the World Lacrosse Championship and other tournaments. Under these circumstances, they are ranked third in the world behind Canada and the U.S. and have even won bronze at the three most recent World Championships. So I want to try to pronounce this. The Haudenosaunee, I believe. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but that would be very cool to show up and represent your team with your sovereign nation's flag. I mean, what do you think about that, Robert?
Well, you know, and I think what I read, too, is that Biden wanted five groups to come out of Indigenous nations to play lacrosse, which is the creator's game. And so that was pretty interesting, too, that he brought that up and when he spoke to all the Native politicians out in Washington, D.C., that was a big deal. And our president of Ho-Chunk Nation was there, and he was streaming live, and John Greendeer, and we really appreciate all the work, and good to have a positive, smart leader like President John Greendeer of Ho-Chunk Nation. And I can't say enough about him, but he was there, and, you know, there was a lot of people there, and Biden spoke his truth in front of these guys, and so let's keep our fingers crossed that it happens.
I hope so. Well, here is some good news. I know we talk about a lot about climate news and climate change, especially with Bob Blake from Red Lake, Solar Bear with the Solar News on Wednesdays. Sometimes we like to share some positive climate change stories that's going on around the world. So here's one. Indigenous group in Ecuador wins legal fight to reclaim ancestral land after 80 years. In an An Ecuadorian appeals court has ruled in favor of the Sekapi Nation, who will regain ownership of their ancestral homeland in the Amazon rainforest. It is the first time the government has granted a land title to a community whose ancestral land is now a protected area.
Wow. That's, I need to, like, get the applause on that one, too. Makes up for those mediocre Vikings, right?
Right. Well, I remember being, you know, in elementary school and the big concern that was going on with deforestizing the Amazon rainforest and, right. and the concern with losing all of the timber and cutting down the trees. And I think this was a picture that I saw recently. It was an aerial view of the Amazon rainforest, and it was just trees, and you couldn't see anything else. It was just completely green. So that makes me really happy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You need trees to breathe, and you need to breathe to stay alive and all those good things. So leave Mother Earth alone and Father Sky, you darn capitalist. You know, there's different ways to do things. Follow the native way. Hey, yes. We have Dr. Stately coming on next, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we gear up for the holiday season, let's prioritize the safety of our community, especially our cherished elders and loved ones. As you plan your holiday gatherings, remember, whether you're young or in good health, you could still unknowingly spread COVID-19. The key to a safer celebration is getting vaccinated. The newest vaccines are authorized, effective against current variants, and FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. So here's the call to action. Be a vaccinative. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Getting vaccinated before your holiday gatherings is a powerful way to ensure a safer and happier time for everyone. Let's honor our elders by preserving their wisdom and stories for generations to come. So be a vaccinative this holiday season. Find more information, including clinics with free vaccines, at vaccines.gov.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP. along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I just got a, before we introduce Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic, I was just thinking about this. Haley and I were on a sales call a week ago, and your name came up. And I just want to say how blessed we are to have you on our show many, many Mondays in a row, because I remember hearing about you when COVID first came up, and one of the places where they were giving vaccines and helping out was in St. Paul at Harding High School. And I remember a lot of our community here in St. Paul were saying great things about you. And I just want to say really how blessed we are to have you come in and check and just check in and just have a little Fireside Chat each week. You're huge in the community, and you're well-known in the medical field, too, as we understand. And so we don't take that for granted, and we really appreciate you being on, Dr. Stately.
Oh, that's really sweet and generous of you. Thank you.
It's the truth. It's you know, people love our show and talk to us when we're out in the community, but I really believe it's the guests that, like yourself, that make this show.
Thanks. I'm a proud, I don't know what you would call me, co-host or participant.
Weekly guest.
I almost said victim.
Oh,
I'm just teasing you.
Well, and also
I,
you,
I,
have, you,
I just got off a really long meeting and my head is like, yeah, so anyway.
Well, now we're playing on an even playing field, you and I. All right, that's good. That starts.
Well,
yeah. Well, again, I'm 3 weeks away from you, roughly 3 weeks of you diagnosing me from the 20 feet away from the door. And I'm still kind of have a little kind of.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah.
I can hear it. Yeah. Okay. Some nasally stuff going on there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
good.
Could
be something different, though. Could be, you know. Are you all caught up on all your vaccines, all the different things you can have?
Yeah, well, I have a flu shot, and I don't have COVID anymore, but I have had the symptoms, Haley, for a week or so of having COVID after I took that drug, which I wish it would have took 10 days instead of 5, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because
were the directions to take it for 10 days?
Yeah, no, 5 days. And okay. My point is, after I stopped taking it, I was one of the few people that had a rebound effect. And that
like
was
rebound,
one of the,
yeah.
Yeah, and that was one of the possibilities, but it's very rare. I've heard a few people having it, but I got it and I got it full blast. Yeah. I had COVID symptoms, so I haven't left the house. I've left the house twice in 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You are, well, first of all, I just want to say you are rare, so that's just not surprising.
Wait a minute. I got to get the applause up. Okay. All right. I'm rare. You're like I used to tell my students, you're unique, just like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, that is a thing. It isn't really common all that much, but yeah. You took Paxlovid, correct?
Correct. Under Dr. Stately's recommendation.
Yeah, not my orders because I'm not allowed to do orders, but anyway. but that is actually I think that is the course is 5 days initially, so I think for probably some situations, maybe under direct medical supervision, they might kick that out a little bit longer if you have some vulnerabilities, but
It really worked. I had one bad day Sunday, and then after taking that, I was 90%. I felt 90% well for the next 4 days, and then I had the rebound like 2 days later.
Were you resting during that time too, or did you go right back to work?
Well, I was working, but, you know, mentally, you know, I was working, but I mean, wasn't going anywhere or anything. I was working in my office and...
That still work.
Right. That's what I said.
Oh, that's what you said, Haley. No, okay. They're the host and the
we're ganging up on him. Yeah.
Yeah. I better call Wendy in here.
She would join.
I know.
It's all in love, Dega.
I didn't get the memo that I was supposed to wear red. Like, was I supposed to wear red for the holidays? Or?
Just to be sacred. And some of us are, and some of us aren't sacred. Yeah. I have that
it
same.
It chooses us.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Haley. It chooses us, the sacredness. So, how about those Vikings?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was, No, you know what I loved was that the Wild beat the Kraken last night.
They did.
3-0?
1-0? 3-0? 3-0, I think.
Oh, that was the football game, sorry.
So that was right. That was the Vikings. Yeah, that was the other team. So yeah. But I think the Wild beat the Kraken by 1-0, which was remarkable. So.
Well, that's huge. They've won something like 9 or 10 out of 11 games since the new quarter over. That's huge.
Yeah, I know, right? That is huge. And it's a good example of like somehow the it's really important to have a turnover in leadership sometimes. So
yeah, not hosts, not radio hosts, no, just leadership.
We know that it's your. A figurehead, you talk, and it's really Haley that does all the work.
Exactly. Yes, we do. That's why she has the typical producer. It's like,
well, I've been meaning to actually bring this up when you're on the show.
No raise during the show. We're no. Oh. Wait, you got the doctor there? He's your agent now.
No, but who knows?
Do you have the same contract I have? I have like a. Yeah, maybe we should
strike. No trade.
Yeah, we should strike.
A no trade contract. Oh, what?
Exactly. Well, Dr. Staley, I've been meaning to ask you this probably for like a couple weeks, but I don't know if we've just never been on the topic. But since we are on the topic of hockey, and I know that your twin boys are amazing hockey players, what is their opinion on the whole neck guard requirement? Are they...
Oh my God.
Are they interested in wearing neck guards at all?
One was really interested. In fact, he made me go out and buy him like the shirt with the neck guard in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so he was like, I'm not going to have that happen to me. And then, you know, at 16, you kind of fold sometimes to like peer pressure. And, you know, so you get a lot of like, you know, 16-year-olds who think it's way more important to look cool than just like actually, you know, I don't know, have a life. What's really anxiety producing for me though, and I had this conversation with my sons. So the other night, So I had Knack had a fundraiser on Saturday evening at Owami.
Thanks for the invite again. 2 years in a row. Thank you.
You must have lost your invite.
Yeah, I had COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, when we have our gala, which will probably happen in 2024, you will be a featured, like, you know, we'll probably put you up there and have you earn us some money somehow. Not really sure how that you're going to do that, but.
I'll work on my auctioneer skills.
Yeah, we'll write you into, Do you have any powwow like announcing skills that could come in handy with that whole, you know? So anyway, I digress. So I wasn't able to go to their game, and my son came home that evening, and I got home a little bit later, and he was like, look at my neck. And he had this scratch underneath his chin, a fairly pretty abrasive scratch actually. And I said, what happened? And he said, I took the tail end of a skate on my neck, on my chin.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, so I had, you know, I had like this moment as his parent where I was like, I didn't, you know, demonstrate calm, collected behavior like I am right now at this moment. You know, I think I might have said, what the F?
Right.
And so then I was like, you're going to wear a neck guard and you're not getting back out on that ice ever again until you wear a neck guard and, you know,
yeah.
And so, you know, it's just, you know, what you learn from being a, I don't know about you. I'm sure you were just an angel when you were 16. And so like, you know, like I remember being 16 and I didn't really take really time to my parents talking to me like that. So it's not, it's not shocking that he wasn't all that agreeable about the idea. So, but, you know, it's like, oh God, I think they're like, since that was such a horrific thing to see, that I think there isn't a parent on the planet that must not have some anxiety about their child not having a neck guard on the ice.
Yeah. Right. Well, in the next 15 seconds, Haley, explain to our audience, you guys are having this secret conversation, what you're talking about.
Oh, we're talking about neck guards for hockey players, ice hockey players specifically, and protecting your neck and your arteries that are important to life there.
Yeah.
Good one,
an event where somebody got killed on the ice.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you guys for clarifying that. All right. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Wake. I have a COVID hangover, and we're here with Dr. Stately setting us straight. You will be right back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. According to a court filing, January 6th investigators have data from the White House cell phones used by Donald Trump and another person that will be used during expert testimony. CBS's Robert Costa.
This phone data could be a roadmap for the special counsel as he tries to make the case that Trump subverted the election and worked with criminal intent to overturn the 2020 results.
After given permission for an abortion due to an endangered pregnancy, the Texas Supreme Court blocks the ruling. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports.
The Center for Reproductive Rights has issued a statement indicating Kate Cox has been forced to leave Texas to get health care outside of the state. And sources say she will be getting an abortion.
Ukraine's president visits the White House tomorrow as Republican lawmakers hold up Ukraine funding. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We don't have too many more weeks left in this year to be able to provide security assistance, so I would fully expect that you're going to see us announce additional security assistance before the end of the month.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Senate's top Republican says he's standing by the state elections commissioner who acted as a false elector after the 2020 presidential election. Bob Spindell and nine other false electors settled a civil lawsuit last week saying they acted to overturn the results of that election. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said Monday that he will not remove Spindell from the elections commission despite calls from Democrats for his removal. A new poll suggests more people in Wisconsin are buying guns for self-protection. The Journal Sentinel and Marquette University polled 354 Wisconsin gun owners recently. It's the most extensive survey of Wisconsin's gun owners' opinions so far. Roughly half of Wisconsin's homes have guns in them. The survey finds 3 to 8% of Wisconsin gun owners say they've pulled a trigger in self-defense. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows dip down to about 25 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 32 tomorrow. 20 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I'm Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Yes, they are. Hey, we are here with Dr. Stately, and we're talking about safety and things like that. I feel like, too, switching gears just a little bit, Dr. Stately, and the reports are out there that COVID is on the rise again, and we're talking about not only on the rise, but on the rise of our native community.
Yeah, that's accurate. Actually, so when we look at the data for state of Minnesota specifically, and I'm sure it's very similar in a lot of other areas, because I think that the disparities or the inequities that are related to the higher rates of COVID infection and hospitalization and then death for Native people is oftentimes attributed to, you know, some fairly larger issues that are related to structural issues like lack of access to healthcare, structural racism, and a few other things that kind of contribute to that. One of the things I would say, though, is specifically, we go back just about within the last week or so of looking at data, Native people continue to lead the number of cases of new COVID infections in the state. They also are leading in the mortality data, so the number of cases of people who are dying. The preponderance of cases for this last year of 2023 to date have been for people who are dying from COVID-19 or people who are old, 65 and above. And part of the explanation for that, I think, is just generally understanding that, you know, when you're older and your immune system begins to function less effectively as you age anyway. And then the other thing is that if you have co-occurring other medical conditions, other health conditions at the same time when you get exposed perhaps to COVID-19, that actually also renders you a little bit more vulnerable. Specifically, examples are things like within the state of Minnesota, at least at the data that I'm familiar with, we have some of the highest rates of asthma, we have some of the highest rates of lung disorders, COPD, those kinds of things that are related to, you know, that make you more vulnerable to being.
Yeah. Dr.
Yeah, I know Dr. Staley. He's at home, so I know he doesn't have the best internet connection out there, which is something we joke about all the time. But.
Right, but it's just our community is under distress again, and we need to reach out and find out where we can get those shots and get people above. I don't know, Dr. Staley, are you on right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, for me and Wendy, being a healthcare person, not even thinking about my possibility of having COVID, just not even in our wheelhouse or in denial, I think that's why it's really important that we still talk about these numbers and still talk about that it's still there, and that we need to be, especially with now the doors are closed, it's colder out, and you know, maybe we're not washing our hands as much or hanging out with people. We need to talk about this.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a big contribution to the issue, which is like, you know, as the weather turns colder, we all sort of stay indoors. We aren't out and about as much. But if you recall, like I remember telling you, I had some friends of mine who were at the Makato Powwow right in late September, and it was still fairly nice out. And they were outdoors, and they still ended up getting COVID during that period, that weekend, right? So part of it is this. It's also the nature of this particular variant of COVID, which is highly transmissible, highly easily to sort of like, you know, acquire. And then I think the other part of that is that, like, you know, the newer vaccine, while it's intended to address, you know, some of the variants and to do that fairly effectively, remind people that the intent and the potentiation of a vaccination isn't necessarily to stop you from getting sick. It's to stop you from having, you know, potentially serious effects that require hospitalization, and may even result in mortality and death, which is a great thing to expect from a vaccine. If I had my choice, I'd rather not die. So.
Right, exactly. Well, it's interesting too. For many, many years, I didn't take the flu vaccine until Wendy one day explained it to me about 10, 15 years ago. The vaccine may be 30% accurate for what's going through now, but it's also going to be in your system for next year too, when it might even be closer to what you're getting a vaccine to. And she said it probably a lot better than I could. Maybe you could explain it a little better, Dr. Stately. It made sense to me, and I've been taking the flu vaccine ever since.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is to recognize a couple of different things. The flu, like COVID and other viruses, they do have the ability to transmute and change over time, right? Mm-hmm. Some viruses are a little bit more transmutable, and they're smarter. They're called what we call smart viruses. They're able to sort of like circumvent, those loopholes in your immune system that are there for them to sneak through, a little bit like
I was waiting with the dump button there. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just like mute. Yeah.
They have that on NPR too. Just throwing that out there, Dr. Stately.
I know. I pre-record all my shows for them.
Yeah. Hey, the subject, but Haley messaged me out of the clear blue and said she saw a billboard.
Oh, yeah. Driving in from the East Metro on 94, driving into St. Paul, I saw a billboard for NAC.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. For our new, What was on it? Do you remember? We have a few things, I think, that are out there.
I think it was just a general billboard, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. We're doing a marketing thing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Well, that's huge. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
Well, it's worth
it. You can get a billboard. Mr. Powers, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping that Haley and I could get in the picture with you on the next billboard.
Yeah. It's funny. If you ever come to the clinic, there's like all these posters in the clinic of me and my sons. Remember that we did that like vaccine media campaign a couple of years ago. But there's somebody. I'm not really sure who it is in the community. Could be many people in the community, actually. Think about it. But somebody likes to go in there in the exam rooms and the waiting rooms and all the other places, and like black out my teeth and my front teeth in the picture. Yeah, it's okay because you know I'm not embarrassed of this. In fact, actually, I'm quite proud of it. Like the front teeth and my smile are not my own. I did lose my teeth in a fight when I was 16 or 15. So,
wow.
I think that the person doing it, blacking out my teeth and all these posters, is like my brother Robert.
It's got to be someone who likes to tell
people that he's my younger brother, when in fact actually he's my older brother.
Oh my god!
Those kinds of things. Yeah, you know, he feels a little competitive with me. I think I don't know.
Jealousy is a sin. You know, that's what I tell my haters out there.
Yeah, he's not exactly jealous. He's a little envious, but that's okay.
Well, truth be told, too, these are all veneers, too.
Nice.
Are they really? Yeah. I never knew
that. They look great. They look great. Yeah.
Thanks. Yours do, too. People on the radio, take our words for it, please. And look at Haley's got real teeth, so let's compare.
Mm-hmm. So far.
Oh, yours are like you have a Pepsodent smile, as I like to call it.
I've never had braces, so.
Oh. I just dated myself. Like, I don't think Miss Pepsodent isn't even a toothpaste anymore. It's probably not, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. But
I don't think so either.
Stay humble there, young Haley, by the way. You know, jealousy's out there especially with the braces and things.
I know.
I will tell you, Bill, that this is a great opportunity for me as a healthcare provider to tell you that oral health.
Yes.
Not enough people in our community pay attention to oral health. And we have some of the worst oral health in the state. It is not uncommon for us to see in our clinic and through other health systems, like kids who are like 3, 4, and 5 years old who have full metal mouth. They've lost most of their, even their baby teeth, like their baby teeth are have caps on them, metal caps and stuff. I think one of the things that's important to know is that like oral health is really important because one, for this, there's all kinds of reasons. So like your baby teeth are like, I think a lot of people assume like, oh, well, you're just going to lose them. So like, why take care of them? Like they're going to eventually fall out of your head anyway.
I've heard that.
But but the reality of it is like taking care of your teeth at a very young age and making sure that you're brushing them and everything is really important. And taking good oral health, care of your oral health from a very young age is important. That's because there's bacteria that sets into your system fairly early in life. That is your oral sort of like the things that are going on inside your mouth, the bacteria and those kinds of things. Early infections can set in and they can actually move to your brain and to your heart fairly rapidly. There's a actual real quick pathway right to your brain for any infection because it's so close to your brain. Yeah. So these things are important, but also you're setting up the behaviors and the patterns that you're going to set for the rest of your life. If you're not spending time reinforcing and teaching and molding your children to take care of their teeth and brush them at a very young age, then you're setting them off on a poor path that will impact them as adults. There's so many health conditions that are related to poor oral health that it's really important to pay attention to.
Totally. And I remember when gaming first got really online gaming as a teacher, kids were getting like drinking Mountain Dew, gallons of Mountain Dew all at once, and their teeth were getting pitted. And these are people that just eating away at their enamel. And it's good to talk
about. One of our listeners says, and to floss every day too. Flossing is really important.
Yeah. Flossing is a huge thing because so much bacteria can get built up in between your teeth, especially if you have smaller gaps in your teeth. It's very important.
And then one of the things you also don't think about is like if you lose your teeth, it's going to be hard for you to talk. It's going to be hard for you to eat food later.
Yeah.
You know, some people find it really difficult to get a job if you don't have teeth. There's all kinds of ways it impacts you.
Well, also just, you know, chewing on your food and how does that manifest in you if you don't have teeth to really chew it. But this segment we were just talking about a lot of my nightmares there. You're listening to you know, with the teeth falling out and everything, but that's a different segment. Hey, we're with Dr. Stately. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh! Oh! Ooh. Hey, Haley, I got a question for you. Do you know what time of year it is now?
You know, I think it's time for the Vikings to get their crap together.
Get their poop in a group?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if we can say that on the radio.
Okay, how about the Timberwolves win a championship?
Oh, they're in first place. That'd be good. But that's not it. What else do you think it might be?
It's time to get your health insurance in check and head over to MinSure.org. So MinSure has... Yes, it is due for an applause. Yes, they do. They have experts that will help you pick the right plan for you. So head over to MinSure.org.
Wow, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and he knows all about that, being the doctor that he is, the CEO of Native American Community Clinic. And we were just talking about oral care, and that's a really huge thing that we don't talk much about, but really brought up a lot of good points, Dr. Stately.
Yeah, and I think, your anxiety about losing teeth is a real one, and you should really pay attention to that. because, it's important. I think one of the things, it's not uncommon for somebody of your age and my age, you're a little bit older than me, just a little bit, to have, full set of dentures by the time they're in their 40s or 50s, right? Mm-hmm. And while that is, not necessarily a horrible thing, it's not an ideal thing because they think about, you need your teeth for so many things. You need your teeth for talking, for communicating. Mm-hmm. You need your teeth to chew food. You need your teeth to, bite an assailant who's trying to hurt you. I don't know.
Why? I was just thinking that.
all kinds of things you need.
Whistle, too. I wouldn't whistle.
Yeah, whistle. You can't really whistle without teeth, right? Mm-hmm. I have a great set of teeth, and I still can't whistle. So, they're not really helping me too much.
Well, you're not supposed to when it's dark.
Right.
It's true. You're not.
Yeah. What is that book? There's a book out.
I think there is.
That's called... Yeah, it's I should look that up. It's Don't Whistle at Night or something.
Don't Whistle at Night.
Yeah, it's a book I got at the airport. It just came out, and it's about all these stories about scary native stories that just came out.
Yeah. Never Whistle at Night is what it's called.
Yep.
Never Whistle at Night, yeah. I didn't know that necessarily because nobody told me this while I was growing up. I learned this later in life, but, I have this habit of taking my dogs for a walk with my earbuds in.
Oh.
And I go at night, I'll take them, especially the wolf dog or the Alaskan, because he's 2 years old and he has boundless energy. So I take him on a long walk right before nighttime, before I go to bed, to just get him tired out so he'll sleep throughout the entire night. And, I'll be listening to a good country song or something like that, and I'll whistle along to it sometimes. I also do that at night because most of my neighbors are in bed and they don't really want to hear me singing once I walk down the street or through the park. So that's the other reason I do that.
That isn't my concern. We got to back up a little bit. My concern is you listen to country western.
I know. I love
country western.
You lost some points.
I love all kinds of music, but right now my favorite singer is Lainey Wilson. She has a song called Watermelon Moonshine. And something I'm sure you know a little bit about.
back in the day with the big syringe.
Yeah. And I think Megan Mooney or Mulroney, she's our other one. Anyway, I listened to them on repeat. So I actually created a radio station from them that I can listen to because it's more contemporary. But you know what I love about country music? It's like, you know, you can steal my car, steal my dog, kick me while I'm down. But you know what? I'm still going to get up and I'm going to sing a song about it. And that's just...
Wow. You know, I haven't really liked country since Taylor Swift left country and went pop and stuff. So I followed her, being a Swiftie, I followed her onto bigger and better things. Mm-hmm. After, and then the whole Kanye thing in 2009, that kind of really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up on country music. So like, you know, I grew up in a home where, you know, I had aunties and, you know, a bunch of other people listening to country music, you know, the Conway Twitty and the this and the that. But I grew up with that. And so as I got older, and sure, I've done my share of loving, you know, I love all music, actually. I love, I love disco. I love, you know, I love Motown. I love,
there you go.
I love the recent stuff, you know. I know everybody loves Beyonce. Like, I'm probably going to get so many haters for this, but everybody loves Beyonce and all of the stuff that she's doing now. And it is true artistry. But I remember her when she was like, you know,
putting her ring
on it and do it. Yeah, Destiny Child. And all that. I was like, I love that stuff, and I still listen to that stuff, and that's going to be my go-to for quite a while, because it just takes me back to a particular point in my life.
I thought it was going to be worse.
Country music has always been a foundation for me, so.
I thought that was going to be what you were going to say a lot worse than you did, and we were ready to give out your email, but that isn't that bad. And I like the old outlaw country, you know, Waylon and all those cats.
Me too.
I still listen to that.
One of my favorite country artists, like, is Roseanne Cash. She's a storyteller. She's a good writer. She's like, she was in that vein of her father.
Yeah.
And I just have always loved her stuff, so.
Yeah. We'll have to do a music show, and
I know. Well, we were talking about this at the beginning of the show, Dr. Staley. In Killers of the Flower Moon, I can't remember if you saw that yet, but Robbie Robertson's song "Still Standing," is up to win an award.
The late Robbie. Lily Gladstone is up for Best Actress. It's like amazing. I was just talking about that on an earlier call about how. It's a remarkable time to be Indigenous, right?
Yeah.
We got all these things that are going on that are like, you know, we have the full spectrum of things here, right? Mm-hmm. Highest rates of all kinds of things. But we're also like, it's like a renaissance. I was talking about this specifically because I was living and being raised in South Minneapolis at the time in the early 70s, about the time when, you know, of like I would have called the Great Renaissance, the Indigenous Renaissance, right? Wounded Knee, AIM. You know, we just think about the historic things that happened here in the Midwest and the South, and in Minneapolis specifically, the things, the movement around like creating, you know, that started things like the Indian Child Welfare Act and gave birth to some of these things, the Indian Education Act. We were able to accomplish amazing things in the 70s. And We are the same, made of that same DNA, that resilience, that brilliance that existed in the generations before us. It's still here with us. We have the opportunity to create a new reality for Indigenous people that's going to be remarkable. We hand that off to our children and our grandchildren. I'm really excited about that. I get to be alive at this point in time, which is really amazing. So.
And it's not that long ago. It isn't 300 years ago. Mm-hmm. The 70s, well, I thought the 70s. We're 30 years ago, but I guess it is 50 years ago now. So I
50 years ago, yeah. Gotta work on your math there. You really lost your math skills since you left education.
Yeah, that's because I can't ask a student, "Hey, what's 73 times 12? Quick!"
Well, yeah, you weren't a math teacher, so fair.
Easy, easy. Math was my favorite subject, though.
Top by somebody else.
Surprising.
Easy. All right, you guys. All right, we're going to do another show tomorrow. Attack Robert. It would be, and I guess Dr. Stately, you can come on for a segment if you want. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, thanks, Dr. Stately, for all you do for the community. And remind us how far we've come and also how...
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County Municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.